Hello, this is Dorothy. In addition to the weekly format of this podcast, in which I offer practical and spiritual wisdom that I lovingly share with you each Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am so excited to offer a second format of amazing content. It's called Ask Dorothy. These episodes reveal the inner workings of what really happens inside a session of therapy and life coaching with me. Here, I dive into the richness of content that each client brings to our sessions and how we best navigate what insights, teachings, solutions, and of course, healing and wholeness abounds. I know that listening will offer you much wisdom and guidance in the ways that bring to life what you need, and also how to implement the best practices and teachings that I share to honor all of what you seek and all of what you are becoming. In each of the Ask Dorothy episodes, you will also hear my candid observations and commentary, and the process for how we arrive in a place of harmony, relief, clarity, understanding, and the true change that happens in each and every session because of a client's willingness to grow, to evolve, to move beyond their comfort zone and into the revelation of what they already know, what they learn to be capable of, and what they desire most for their life. My job is always to support a client's progress and to provide the right tools and best therapeutic practices to ensure that each client will reach their goals, including to be all that they wish to become. I hope you'll enjoy the Ask Dorothy series as an opportunity to have the knowledge and insight of what we can do together. If you have a question that needs my love and helpful guidance, please write to me. All right, so let's jump into this episode and Ask Dorothy. I have a wonderful network of family and criminal lawyers that refer clients, whether court-ordered to have mandated counseling or as counsel believes that therapy will help their client and the position that they are seeking to defend. It also means that I see a broad range of cases that allow me to help people who might not otherwise seek the help they need. I need to warn you that this episode contains graphic and violent content. Please consider that the relaying of these facts is to help illustrate the damage caused by abuse. The police synopsis reports the facts that have been witnessed and also reported by the accused and the defendant, as well as others who may be interviewed. And beneath the story and the facts, there is often another story. Another set of facts and circumstances that draw a larger picture. When either perpetrators or victims are willing to receive help, with help comes a different perspective, and the behaviors and new thought paradigms and beliefs that serve to shape the rest of their life, and to leave behind the parts of their life that they had been living alone and in darkness, despair, and in silence. In this podcast, I also feature a weekly series called Ask Dorothy, which you are listening to right now. In the Ask Dorothy episodes, I share some of what happens inside a therapy and life coaching session with me. It's a unique and honest examination of what therapy truly is and how it can transform your life. Here, I've wanted to share the story of a client of whom I continue to work with at the time of writing this. Her name has been changed to protect her identity. Her story is real. Carol, a 26-year-old female who was living and working in North America, never knew that the physical, verbal, and emotional abuse she sustained in a 3-year relationship with a boy she met whilst still living in her home country of China would be the reason for why she has been suffering with PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder. Let me define first what this is, because if you are listening, if you or someone you know has experienced exposure to trauma, you or they may also be experiencing the ongoing symptoms of this mental health condition that often go undiagnosed. The focus may instead be on one or some of its symptoms without truly understanding the magnitude of the impact of this disorder beyond the abuse itself. Post-traumatic stress disorder is a mental health condition in which people experience a variety of symptoms following exposure to a traumatic event. These may include flashbacks, nightmares, intrusive thoughts, anxiety, avoidance, and changes in mood and thinking. Symptoms may include re-experiencing the traumatic event, avoiding reminders of the trauma, startling easily, and having negative thoughts and beliefs. Not every abusive relationship will traumatize someone to the point where they are exhibiting symptoms of PTSD, but it is possible. If you or someone you know has experienced prolonged abuse of any form, whether a witness to this or directly, and perpetuated by someone that was supposed to love and respect you, it is worthwhile to complete a screening tool or a checklist for PTSD. I invite you to use the link that I will place in the description for both an online post-traumatic stress disorder screening tool and a self-assessment tool that can help make sense of why you may be feeling the way you do. I will also leave resources for treatment so that you can begin to heal yourself. Carol's history of witnessing abuse was extensive. As a child, she was traumatized by the repetitive aggression and outward fighting behavior of her father. Carol recounted one memory where, at age 5 and in the passenger seat alone with her father, she witnessed him having a severe episode of road rage. Her father and the other driver, both traveling down a single lane road, initially sat in their cars, staring the other down. The two grown men both refusing to back up and let the other pass through. Both eventually left their cars and began to fight. Watching as her father's head was smashed into the car, as the two men grappled and fought for what seemed like an eternity, Carol described to me how she kept a calm and stoic presence whilst she hugged closely her stuffed bunny. Inside, she was terrified. She remembers telling herself, "It will be over soon, and then we can go home," and wishing that her mother was there to protect her and stop the fighting. Children may not be diagnosed with PTSD because they so often internalize the trauma, making it an unwanted and uncomfortable yet instinctive survival presence. Parents and others may downplay the experiences of trauma as they may not fully understand its impact. Therefore, trauma is not properly addressed nor given a voice. In the recent past, Carol's life with her boyfriend had spun out of control. His violent rages were frequent, and he used objects and his fists to lash out. Carol was often the punching bag. When she became pregnant, he beat her so violently in the stomach and on other parts of her body that the internal pain was unbearable. She chose not to go to the doctor because, in her words, "After 3 days, the pain in my stomach seemed to subside." She chose to have an abortion, her decision impressed upon by the demands of her boyfriend. When you connect the dots, so much of your present-day life has been built upon what happened in childhood. What is expendable, what is allowable, what becomes your normalcy, is carried forward. Not only was Carol able to make the connection between the learned acceptance of abuse and violence that she grew up watching, but she also made the distinct parallel between some of her father's character traits and that of her boyfriend's. It would be a court order that forbade her to be in touch with her former boyfriend that made the ending final. Through our work and the realization that to be a witness to the successive and damaging acts of violence that left holes in walls, destruction to her property, being beaten with a metal rod, and dodging chairs and other objects thrown at her, Carol realized the prolonged episodes of depression, the self-blame, the diminished self-esteem and self-worth, of losing herself in this relationship and in the absence of what it meant to be loved, were also the symptoms of PTSD and a cycle of abuse. Carol also made the connection that she had continued to stay in part because of her need to be loved, to feel love, something that was never demonstrated in the relationship with her father. Her father had always treated Carol as less important than the son he had with another woman. Her inclination to fight back, to perpetuate the violence in this relationship with her boyfriend, was a learned behavior from all that she witnessed of her father. The damaging words that Carol repeated to herself every time her boyfriend would be violent, in her presence or directly to her, were oddly familiar. Eventually he will stop and everything will be okay. Except it wasn't. What have you made okay in your life? What damage do you continue to suffer in silence? Do you have the symptoms of PTSD? For Carol and others who now have the terminology and understanding to explain the symptoms that have been debilitating and to discover how they can heal beyond what they thought was possible, knowledge is power. You can heal from what has happened in your past. You can also choose to leave a situation or a relationship where you are being re-traumatized. It begins with the knowledge that you seek and hold, and the decision that allows you to choose to protect yourself. It is also paramount that you begin with having the words to be able to determine what you have been experiencing. Otherwise, you can blame yourself for how terrible and worthless you feel and for finding yourself here in this circumstance. If you have been suffering and you have some or many of the symptoms of PTSD, please reach out and get help. Download the list of resources that I have for you as a PDF. The link is in the description. And if you would like my guidance and support to help you heal, please reach out to me. Thank you so much for listening. And I encourage you, if you know someone who fits the description, who may very well be suffering from either abuse or symptoms of PTSD, please share this episode with them. Thank you. This is Dorothy. Namaste. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of the Wisdom Podcast. To hear more, please check out the other episodes right here. And I'd love for you to subscribe and share your feedback on this or any episode with me. And then join me at dorothyratusny.com, where you'll find the Wisdom Blog, the inspiration for this podcast, the latest online courses that I teach, my YouTube videos, and the Wisdom Archives, which are an extensive library of guided meditations, mindfulness musings, spiritual teachings, and best therapeutic practices for your whole being and to nourish and heal your life, plus many other special offerings of love. Please also visit me on social media and say hello. Allow yourself to go within, to access your inner wisdom, and to live this. Awaken your authentic power, live your truth, and be love. Thank you. This is Dorothy.